The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied the Ilui Nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenihenu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashelema Hayim Aharon ben Leah. Emna refanalo. For the nefesh, for the guf, for talking about the boy, Chen Yerushon, Ben Omar, Amen. We begin today's daf on Chavtet Amud Bet, and we are starting with the two dots: Matzah Kesut Menara Had Neshloshim Yom. So we learned in the Mishnah that a person finds, let's say, a garment, an article of clothing. So it says that the Shomer Aveda, he has responsibilities to maintain the item from decaying. So one of the ways you do that by a beged is you shake it out, can you air it out, and that gives the beged a little more endurance. So Gemara says, "Lememra de ni'ur ma'alela." You tell me that ni'ur is beneficial to the beged. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, mi sheyesh lo gardi uman betoch beto. If a person has a tailor living in his house, yina'ir kesuto bechol yom, then he can afford to air out his clothes every single day, because he has a tailor living on premises, which means one that airs out his, shakes his beged every single day, it's going to wear out the beged. So if a guy has a tailor living on premises, he can afford to do that. But if you don't, it's going to wear it out. So therefore, how can the Mishnah say that a Shomer Aveda has to shake out the garment? So Gemara gives many answers. Amre bechol yom kashela. Had l'shoshim yom ma'alela. One answer is simple. Every single day, if you do it, it's kashela. But once every 30 days, that's good maintenance. Iva etema la kasha. Habehad. It depends how many people are doing it. If one person does it, that she says, the shaking is not going to rip the garment. However, when two guys are holding the garment, holding it at the ends, they stretch it. Each one's stretching it out, they're shaking it, so there's a bigger chance for it to tear. Now the answer, one thing when you're shaking it out with your hand. However, the time that it's damaging to the beggar is when you use a stick. When you bang it with a stick, it causes it to wear out and tear. Bida'amra is wool. As she says, kashela. When you shake the wool out, it stretches and it rips. Kitna is like flax. It's like linen. Linen is more durable. Therefore, the shaking of it and the airing it out is not damaging. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kasa de harshin, velo kasa de poshrin. Literally, it means better to drink a cup of black magic instead of drinking a cup of warm water. Rashi. Kasa de harshin. Noah. Lishtot koshil mechashefot. Better to drink course of witches that put black magic in the water. Now, what are we talking about this at all? Bechlal. So that she says, "Va'aydi de'aydi b'mili d'Rabbi Yochanan b'lchot derecheretz nakatani shmata." We just mentioned Rabbi Yochanan, a guy who has a tailor in his house. He can afford to do these type of things. So therefore, we're mentioning b'lchot derecheretz Rabbi Yochanan. So he mentioned something else. What is so dangerous about warm water? Well, let's see the Gemara's clarification. It's only damaging warm water if it's in a metal keli. But in a earthenware keli, there's no problem. And even in a metal vessel, that it never boiled, it never came to a boil, it never bubbled. If it bubbled once and it boiled, then it warmed itself down. It's only talking about where you didn't put any herbs in the water. But if you put herbs in the water, you gave a flavor to it. Let lam darashi tzavit roteya tziviya kol davar shenotin toka mashke or asavim or tevalin, herbs or spices, things like that. Or ikareb esamim kari tziviya. The question is, why is it? Why should it be like that? Poshnim is no good. If we're going to look at it from the Gemara standpoint, the enyan sigula, warm water is not that good. But if you look at it from a scientific standpoint of it, they say that when you boil water, you're boiling the contaminants or anything, the bacteria, the microbes that are in the water, when you boil it, a lot of them you're killing. So they tell you, well, sometimes when the water is not sanitized, they boil the water first before you drink it, in order that you kill anything that's alive in there. However, cold water is also good, because cold water, you don't activate them yet. They're still dormant. Once you start to boil the water and it doesn't reach boiling, so you wake up the bacteria inside, but you don't kill it. So therefore, cold is good or hot is good. But toshlim is not good. Even today, they say that such a thing is not good. Now, of course, Yohanan was talking, obviously, more than because he's not only in the metal keli, and he had other ramifications, but there is something to say about kasa de poshlim. Comes the Gemara and says, when we were young, if you remember, they told you when you went to the sink, they said, don't drink warm water from the sink. Don't drink warm water. Only drink hot water. Can there is something there? If a person, let's say, his father left him a lot of money, and the guy wants to lose the money. Of course, the Gemara is talking sarcastic over here. If a person wants to lose his money, the Gemara is going to give you three ways, that very, very successful ways to lose your money. Yilbash bigde pishtan. Number one, wear linen garments. Yishtamesh bichli zichuchit. Use glass vessels. The yiskor po'alim, and hire workers. Ve'al yishiv amahim, and don't watch them. So hire workers, let them work, and don't monitor them. Rashi says, v'rotze le'abedan, the bottom Rashi, le'lamedenu ba, shelo yergil adam bekach. He's trying to teach you, don't do these things. Sha'oseh ele me'abed maher hon rav. The person's going to lose his wealth. So the Gemara explains each one. Yilbash pelik bechlipishtan. What type of klipishtan are we talking about? Bechitna romita. Now she says, demehem yekarim. These are very expensive garments. Umimaharim lebalot. And they, or lechalot. They wear out very quickly. So you want to lose your money, buy these very fancy clothes, and you have to replenish them from time to time. V'yishtamesh b'chli zechuchit, and use glass dishes, bezugita hivarta, that's white crystal. Now, these items over here obviously are very delicate. The crystal breaks, and you just touch it, the very, very thin glass. Therefore, you want to lose your money, use these very fine crystals. V'yiskor po'alim v'al yishiv emmahem, targema, so they explained it. What does it mean, sekirut po'alim? Betoreh. Denafish besadayu. Rashi says in the bottom, betoreh, bepo'alim amanigim b'shevareh ba'al abayit. Which means you have oxen, and the workers are leading the oxen. If you don't watch them, what's going to happen? Rashi says, denafish besadayu, that's going to cause you a big loss. Sherov avodat karkaot shelehem b'shevareh ma'ita. In the olden days, most of their work was in the ground. Af harishat keramim u'besiratam. Even the plowing of the fields, of the vineyards, was done by the animals. Manhigam kli amaharisha ba'agala ben shurot akerim im abotzim ve'notnim sham ha'anavim. Lefichach im ena ba'alim alehem yesh efsed gadol shein derech ha'poalim lahus al akerim v'al ha'shevarim manhigam otam al ha'gefanim v'al ha'netiot v'hem metkalkelim v'ha'shevarim nishabim v'nishbarim. What happens? They used to plow in between the furrows of the, or the rows of the keramim, of the vineyard. If you're watching them, so the worker is careful that he doesn't trample over the vineyards, over the goods. But if he's not watching, they're not careful. Therefore, they trample over all the products over there. Not only does it ruin the gefanim, but as she says, it also ruins the plow of the animal as well. So therefore, there is a loss. Okay, now we go back to the Mishnah. Shotcha litzorka, aval lo lichbodo. What do we say? If a person found, let's say, a garment, so it says litzorka, for the purpose of the garment, you're allowed to air it out and spread it out on the floor, but you're not allowed to do it lichbodo. Lichbodo, you want to enhance your house, make your house nice, so you're taking these garments that you found, you want to, you know, hang it up, that you cannot do. It's not yours, it's the person that lost it. Ibailu. Litzorko utzorka mai. Now, so the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, litzorka, if it's for the purpose of the beged, mutar. Litzorko asur. Let's say you have a double kavana. You're doing it for two reasons. It's to the benefit of the garment, but it's also you'll benefit as well. Litzorko uturka mai. So Gemara says, Tashema, Shotha litzorka. Gemara wants to make a diyuk. The Mishnah said you could do it litzorka for the purpose of the begin. Litzorka in. Litzorko utzorka, no. Right, it's much more only litzorka, but a combination of tzorko and tzorka, asur. Emasefa, aval lo lichbodo. You cannot do it for your own honor. So Gemara makes a diyuk. Lichbodo hu delo. Halitzorka utzorko, but if it's for both, your honor and the beged, shapir dameh. So the Mishnah's implications are contradictory. You cannot midayek from our Mishnah. Tashema lo yishtachenna. Lo al gabem mita. If a person found an object, so it says you should not spread it out, not on a bed. Velo al gabem magod. Magod is like a hook. Litzorko, if you're doing it for your own purposes. Aval yishtachenna al gabem mita. But if it's for the purpose of the begin, you can lie it on your bed, you can hang it up on the hook. Oh, but let's say guests come over. But if guests come over, you cannot put it on the bed, you cannot hang it on the bed. So you see, even if it's for a combination, even if it's for tzorko and tzorka, it's asur. So therefore, you see, Watson, we answer our question. When the guests come over, can the name want to show off a little? But the beggar needs to be aired out anyway. So it says, if the guests come over, you cannot do it, even if it's for tzorko and tzorka. Kabbalah says, no. Shani hatam. It's different over there. Demikla kalela. By showing off the garment in front of the guests, you're burning it. How? Im mishum e'na. Either because they're going to give it the Ayin Hara, the guests come along, they say, oh, look at that nice garment over there. Whoa, they have envy. And the Ayin Hara, that's why you can't do it. Which means maybe really, if you're alone, Nitzurko, Nitzurka is mutar. But in front of guests, you're destroying the garment. Imishum gannave. Or because you're concerned that the guests are Anshei de lo ma'ale, they're not refined people. They're going to come back and they're going to steal it. You don't want to show off the your assets. So therefore, that's a different understanding. Tashema. Okay, now we talk about the deen of Egla Arufa. What's the deen? You have Egla, they found a dead guy between two cities, they measure to the closest city, that city has to bring an Egla. And the Torah says that the Egla Arufa that they bring, they decapitate it, you're not allowed to do any work with it. Hashem lo ubad ba. It has to be specifically never used for any work. So it says, Ichnis al Rabbaqa. Let's say the owner of the Igla, he brought it into the Rabbaqa. What's Rabbaqa? Rabbaqa is like the...
multiple harnesses.
Yeah, it's a harness where they hold three animals or four animals, and that's where they usually do the threshing. They put them in the harness, and the animal steps on the wheat. So now you'll see, Ichnis al Rabbaqa. So they put the Igla Arufa in the harness, Vidasha, and what? It's threshing kishera. It is kishera, which means what they're really doing is they want the little egel to nurse from its mother. So as it's nursing from its mother in the harness, it's standing. It's marching in place, and it's threshing. It's doing melacha. It's kishera. The guy's kavana is not for the threshing. They put it over there to nurse. However, bishvil shetinak v'tidosh. But if it's coming out for both, he's happy with both. He wants it to nurse and he wants it to thresh. Then already you're happy with the avodah. Then already it's going to go be pisula. So what do you see? If you want to make an analogy to Egla Arufa to Aveda, just by Egla Arufa, the guy's doing it litzurko because he wants the animal to be to thresh. That's the tzurko. And he's doing it litzurka so he can nurse. And still you're saying what? It's asur. The animal becomes invalid. Similarly, we'll say by Aveda, surko and surka is going to be asur. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, Shani Hatam. Nah, Egla Arufa is different. The Amar Kera, Asher lo ubad ba mikol makom. No, Ubadba teaches us in any which way, which means even if it's Litzurko and Litzurkat Asur, Avedai, you don't have any Pesukim. Could be you a more Mahmir by Egla Arufa. Skibra says, Ihache, Afilu Resha Nameh. Oh, wait, so then the Resha also. When the animal, you don't have Kavanah for it to thresh, you're just a nurse. Chaurat should be Asur also. Asher lo Ubad ba. Bottom line, it did a Melaka. Do you tell me Mekol Makom? Asher lo Ubad ba. Why in the Resha you tell me if it's threshed, it's okay? The Resha is analogous to a deen that we learned by Para Aduma. Para Aduma also has a deen that says you're not allowed to work the animal. Detnan, we looked in the Mishnah. Shachan alea of keshira. Let's say all of a sudden the Para Aduma, a bird flew and landed on the animal's back. And now it's holding the animal. It's holding the bird. Keshira. And the guy's coming, he don't care about it. It happened by itself. Ala alea zakhar pesula. Oh, but let's say a male, a cow, went on the back of the Para Aduma to procreate. So now, it's pesula. Even though the owner didn't do it, it happened by itself. So what's the difference if a bird went on its back by itself, or a zakhar went on it, and that is pasul? Because again, that's considered a melacha. It's being used. It says by Agla Arufa, I'm sorry, by Para Aduma, Ashe lo Ubad ba. Now, how is it written? Ubad, we read it Ubad. Ubad means it happened by itself, which means it was not work. Work was not done to it even by itself. Ubad. But it's written Ayin Bet Dalid. Avad. So now we have, which is Mashma, something that is, it was done to it, meaning by the owner. Abad is more of a verb, and Ubad is more passive. So we read the word Ubad, but it's read, but it's written Abad. So the Gemara has to make a correlation between the Kari and the Khtiv. What I was going to say. Ikitiv Ubad, Vikarin and Ubad. If it would be written Ubad, and we would read it Ubad, then I would say even memela would be asur, which means even if the bird flew on its back, I don't care, memela asur ubad. Now go the other extreme, v'ketiv abad v'karin en abad havamina ad avad ba'ihu. I would say it's only asur the para aduma until the owner actually did it. Then I would say even if the animal, let's say a zakhar, went on it, you didn't do it, therefore I would say it's mutar. Keshira. Now that it says Hashta dichtiv abad, it's written abad. Vekarinan ubad, ba'inan ubad dumyad de abad. Ma abad de nihale, af ubad de nihale. Just like abad, when the owner does it, what's the ramification? He wants it. So to ubad, when it happens by itself, it has to be something that the owner is nihale, happy with. For example, if a bird flies on its back, nah, the owner don't care. He's not happy with that. He doesn't want it. He has no benefit from that. So it's ubad, but it's not abad. It doesn't have the element of nihale. Masha'en ken, when the animal on its own, a zakhar, goes on it, that's again ubad. It happened by itself, but it has the element of abad because he's happy. So therefore, similarly, we'll say by Agla Arufa, in a case where, let's say, the guy put it in the harness, and it's nursing, and then as it's nursing, it's threshing, he doesn't care for that. Can it add, the owner is not niha for such a thing? Why is he not niha for such a thing? Can it add, doesn't, a small animal doesn't want it to do such a thing. Why? Look at Rashi. As she says, Alea alea zakhar pesula. Okay, that's because Hashem lo ala alea ol. Vehai, go back to the end of the Rashi. Hichnisan rabaka vedasha de lo nihale. It's lo nihale. Listen, if the guy has a clear kavana, it's lo nihale. Kandre'e, the case was talking about over there by Agla Arufa. He put it in rabaka. He doesn't want it to thresh. You can't tell a guy what you want to do, doesn't want his animal to do. So therefore, if it thresh, lo nihale. Lo nihale. It's not, which means it's not an automatic. Don't think just because it did melacha, it's out. Just like Para Aduma. Oh, so that we have no ra'aya for our question of tzurko and tzurka by Aveda. Really, I can tell you, by Aveda, Tzurko and Tzurka's Mutar. You tell me by Parah Adumah or by Eglah Arufah, Asher Lo'obad Mekol Makom, they already have a Gezerat. So the Gemara really leaves this question in abeyance. The Gemara does not answer this She'ela. Okay, comes the Gemara, continues. Kele Kesef Ukli Nechoshet Mishtamesh Bim. So what do we say in the Mishnah? Kele Kesef Ukli Nechoshet, you need to use them from time to time so they don't, I guess, wear out or get tarnished or get ruined to some degree. So Gemara is going to give you some of the laws of it. Tanu Rabbanan, Hamotze Keli Aetz, a guy finds wooden vessels, Mishtamesh Bim Bishvil Shel Yirkibu. So you use them in order they don't rot, so they don't decay. Oh, you find copper. What do you do with the copper? Use it for hot. But don't put them on the fire. What happens? It deteriorates. It'll cause it to wear out. Now she says, don't put the keli directly on the fire. Okay, keli kesef, what's that? Silver. Mishtamesh ben bitzonin. Silver, put cold in it. Avalo behamin. What's going to happen with it? Mepene shemashkiran. The hot causes the silver to blacken. Magrefot. What are you going to call magrefot? Right. Asin ligrof akirot. Those are the shovels that clean out the ashes from the ovens. Or lafrish te'enim amud bakim. Or they use it to separate figs that are attached to each other. Multi-purposed. Magrifot. Vekardumot. Okay, kardum is like an axe. No?
Hatchets.
Hatchets, axes. Mishtamesh bahim. Berach. You can only use them to cut things that are soft. Avalo bekashe. But not things that are hard. Kandereh, it's going to ruin it. Mepeneh shemafhitan. It's going to cause the keli to become dull. It's going to become pagum if you use it on hard items. So you just keep it sharp by cutting soft items. Keli zahav uchli zichuchit. When it comes to gold or it comes to glass, lo yiga bahem ad sheyavo Eliyahu. Don't touch them because these things are very sensitive. They're going to break. You found it. Leave them. Do not even touch them at all. There's no maintenance on those items. Now, kederek she'amru ba'aveda, kach amru bepekadon. Just like they said, the maintenance that you need to do on a aveda, so too is the maintenance that you need to do on a pekadon. So the Gemara says, what are you talking? Pekadon, mai avete gabe. What is he using it at all? When a person is given a pekadon, you can't touch a pekadon. What is he even bichlal using it in the first place? You tell me you have to maintain it. Gemara says, Amar Rav Ada bar Hama, Amar Rav Sheshat, bepikadon, shalku ba'alehem lemedinat tayyam. The owners went overseas, and they were away for a long time. So the Baal Pikadon, it doesn't have a chance now to maintain his kelim because he's away. So the Shomer Pikadon has an obligation to maintain it. So when the guy comes back, they will be intact. But Stam, you're not allowed. Only because the guy's away, and then we're concerned that the keli might become affected adversely. Matzah sak okupa v'chod avashin darkol yitol are ze lo yitol. Now we go into a new sugya. Certain items the Torah is going to teach us, when it sees in the pesukim, the person does not have to pick it up. Even though the Torah says lo tuchal le'talem, you're not allowed to hide yourself from the lost object. You can't walk away and say, oh, I didn't see it. You have to pick it up. But certain items that are not becoming to you, even if it was your own item, you wouldn't pick it up. There are certain things people do not walk in the street with. For example, like a sack or a kupa. Items that, let's say, a man of a certain stature would not carry. So the Torah does not obligate him to embarrass himself for picking up somebody else's item. So the Gemara says, where do you see this concept? The Tanur Banam. ותעלמת מהם פעמים שאתה מתעלם ופעמים שאתה מתעלם הכיצד היה כהן והיא בבית כברות או שהיה זקן ואינה לפי כבודו או שהייתה מלאכה שלו מרובה של חברו, לכך נאמר, ותעלמת מהם. If you look in the פסוקים, פסוקים says, כי תראה את שור אחיך, או לא תראה את שור אחיך, או ציון נדחים. Don't see, when you see your friend's animals, let's say, roaming away, ותעלמת מהם. And you will close your eyes from it. ותעלמת. But the Torah says, לא תוכל להתעלם. How can you square off both these פסוקים? So from the fact that the Torah says, and you will close your eyes, to teach me there are certain cases where the Torah allows and condones, close your eyes. ותעלמת מהם. The Gemara gives three examples. Example number one, Kohen והוא בבית הקברות. The animal strays into a cemetery. The guy is a Kohen. So we say, you know what? Keep on going. ותעלמת מהם. We're not going to allow you to go metameh yourself to go find, to bring back a lost object. Or Zaken. Zaken means, Zin shekana chokma, tamid chakam. Even if he's young, doesn't mean old. Zaken is a chakam. Ve'eno lefi kevodo. It's not, it's beneath his dignity to go now pick up certain items in the public. Or, let's say the guy's working. And it's going to cost him more money to be metapel with the aveda. He's going to lose his job, his work. It's going to cost him more to get involved with the Aveda. In these three cases, the Torah comes along and says, "V'talamta mehem." Look at Rashi. V'hi bebet hakevarot. Ha'aveda bebet hakevarot. Ve'ena lefi chevodo, sheyishivena. O sheya batel memelacha shelo, sheyibatel ba'shavatam meruba al demei Aveda. Right. The Aveda itself is $100, but it's going to cost them $300 to go with the Pil Aveda. In that case, he does not have to deal with it. And we have a pasuk. V'talamta mehem. Gemara says, "Lema istarich kera." What do I need a pasuk for? Now, idim al kohen v'hi bebet kevarot. If you are, I need a pasuk for the kohen and the bet kevarot. The kohen is not going to the cemetery. Peshita, hay ase v'hay lo ta'ase. ועשה ולא אתה עשה ודחה את לא תעשה ועשה. We have a rule. Even though we have a rule that says עשה דוחה לא תעשה, a positive commandment overrides a negative commandment, but אין עשה, like in this case the עשה would be השב תשיבם, אין עשה דוחה לא תעשה ועשה. What's the לא תעשה ועשה? רש"י. היי עשה, השב תשיבם. והפגב ולא תעשה נמי איקה, which you have a לא תעשה also, because it's לא תוכל לתעלם. אין לא תעשה מועיל לדחות לא תעשה, אלא עשהו דקדח אלה, כדאמרינן, ביבמות, לא תעשה ועשה לנפש, לא יתמן קדושים יהיו. Those are the two things. לעשה is what? קדושים תהיו. Where is it tell the Kohen? You have to be קדוש, מצוות עשה. How do you be קדוש? Don't go to a cemetery. And what does the Torah say? The Lot Azeh, the Nefesh, Lo Yitama. So by Kohanim, you have a Aseh, but Lot Aseh. What do you have by Hashemat Aveda? Aseh. You have an Aseh. So we have a rule. En Aseh, Doh, Hashem Teshivim. En Aseh, Dohe, Lot Aseh, Ve Aseh, Oh. But Rashi has a problem. Rashi says, Ve Afagav, De Lot Aseh, Neme Ika. So Rashi, I just read. What do you mean? We have a lo ta'aseh also. Lo tuchal leta'alem. En lo ta'aseh mu'il lidchot lo ta'aseh ela asehu dekadache. A lo ta'aseh is not going to have the ability to push away another lo ta'aseh. Which is, even though we say aseh dochay lo ta'aseh, but we don't say a lo ta'aseh is going to push away a lo ta'aseh. So therefore, it doesn't matter if you have a lo ta'aseh. You're still stuck. So again, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that what v'talamta? Oh, you know why? Hadush. Because I would have thought the animal strays into the cemetery, maybe the Kohen has to go in. Why know that already? Torah says, kedushim to you. Torah says, lo yitama. Torah says, Hashem teshivim. Aseh. En dohe lo taseh v'aseh. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, v'tu. And furthermore, we have another question. Why you shouldn't go into the cemetery? Lo dachinan isura mekameh mamona. Oh, we have a rule over here. We don't dohe in isur of the Torah, like going into a cemetery, because of monetary concerns. Okay, can it that's a that's some type of klal. In dohein isur mepnei mamon. As he explains over here from the Ritva, hatam she isur enu nedchem mepnei mamonu lefi she'al mamon efshal lemchol. Mamon is nitan lemechila. ואין שם כלל מצווה. כיוון שאפשר לעקור את המצווה. The Kohen can be מוחל on his כהונה. Going to a cemetery is absolute. The Mammon, you have to return it. But let's say the guy with מוחל. You wouldn't have to return. So always איסור is stronger than Mammon. איסור לא ניתן למחילה. Mammon ניתן למחילה. So therefore, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that the Kohen can't go into the cemetery. בוודאי, זה איסור וזה ממון. איסור זה always stronger than ממון. Also, what do you need it for? אלא שלא מרובה של חברו. Oh, you know what I need it for? I need it for the other case. Well, let's say the Aveda is worth $100. But by him getting involved with the Aveda, it's going to cost him more money. So I would have thought, what? That maybe he's still got to be מטפל with the Aveda. כמה שפעלה ותעלמתה. I don't need Vedabta. I know it from another source. Midrabi Yuda Nafka. Midrabi Yuda Marav Nafka. Bottom line. Damar of Yuda Marav Efes. Kilo Yiye Becha Ebyon. Torah says, you're not allowed to make yourself poor. Shilcha Kodem Neshil Kol Adam. You always come first. Your concerns of monetary come before anybody. I don't have to become poor on the help on the concern of helping somebody else. Just like the law of tzedakah. You have a mitzvah to give tzedakah. But you cannot give too much tzedakah when now you become needy to the tzedakot. So similarly also, Torah is not going to tell you a mitzvah to go return somebody else's object now where you're out of pocket is going to be now more worse than the mitzvah that you did. Now she said, "Lo yiyeh becha evyon." Listen to the way the derash works. "Lo tavi atzmecha lidei aniyut." You're not allowed to bring yourself to aniyut. So I don't need a pasuk for that either. Ela lezaken ve'eno lefi chevodo. I need it for that case. For a zaken, tamin akam, with the object, it's not befitting for him to pick up the object. Reshut tarabim, an animal is going to carry a sheep in the reshut tarabim. It's not the mechubat for him. Torah says, "V'talamta," he's able to walk away. Okay. There's a big she'elot generally in the general concept of zaken nefi chevodo, the famous teshuvah of the Havot Yair. The Havot Yair has a she'ela. He wants to know there was a wedding, and there's a Tamid Chacham that plays the violin. So he wants to know, Tamid Chacham asked, is he allowed to play the violin at the wedding, Lichbod, Hatam Vekala? One name, it's a mitzvah. But maybe you say, Eno Lefi Kevodo, the Chacham's playing an instrument, could be it's going to minimize his kavod. So the Chavot Yair uses the Sugya over here, Bahashavat Aveda, to see exactly how he's done. Lama say he's Matir, but you see that it's not only in Aveda. There's a general rule that a Tamid Chacham, the question is really based on how you look at Zaken Nefisha in a Kevodo. Is it the Pshat he doesn't have to, or is the Pshat he's not allowed? If you say what, the Torah doesn't mechayev a Tamid Chacham to pick up a sheep. It's not, it's beneath his Kevod. You have a right to keep on walking. Or maybe the Torah is saying, no, v'talamta. It's asur, because you have kavod Torah. And therefore you're not allowed to be mevazir. Even though you come and say, any mochel. No, you cannot be mochel, your kavod at Torah. And this thing over here, it's the Torah saying you have to walk by. So it's talud on how you learn. Because if you say the violin is going, I'm mochel, I want to do it. Mochel be kavod. It's not nitan lemechila. That's the hakira of the Chavot Yair. Gemara continues. Amar Rabba, Ikisha Hayaba. Oh, if the zaken, let's say, he took a stick and he hit the animal. He wants it to go back home. He wants the animal to, go to its place. So he just hit it from the back, whatever it is. Hayaba, finished. Now you involved yourself in it. If you walked by, you walked by. But once already you got involved, now you can't just say, okay, I'm not, I have nothing to do with it.
Rashi. Hekisha, top line. Ze she'enu lefi kibodo. Im hekisha ka'ahat la'shiva netayev ba'al adure ho'il v'tchil.
But you can't back out in the middle of a job. Don't start. Once you started, you're hayav. Come to Gemara, tells a story.
Abaye, hava yativ kamed raba, hazal hanach izze dekaimu.
They saw that there were certain azim, goats, that were standing over there. It was clear that they were lost.
Shakal kala ushda behu.
So he took a piece of like dirt, and he threw them at the azim to get them to go.
Amar le, so Rabba says to Abaye, I hayav behu.
Now you hayav already.
Kum adirinu.
Go up now and return them.
Okay. Ibaye lehu. The Gemara now has a question.
Okay, again, it was all the sugya of Zakin.
Zakin ve'enu lefi kevodo. So Zakin found an avedah in the field. Darko la'azir basadeh ve'en darko la'azir ba'ir ma'hu.
Now you have subjective cases. The Zakin might not be embarrassed to return something in the field. Not too many people are there. But he's embarrassed to return the item in the ir.
Nashi. Darko la'azir basadeh she'en sham ru'im kol kach ve'en obosh.
Not too many onlookers over there. He's not embarrassed.
Then darko ba'ir shubosh mishichinav ve'hu matza basadeh.
He found the object in the sadeh
ma'ush yitchayev la'shiva.
So the Gemara is going to give the two stadim now.
Gemara says, "Mi amrinan hashava me'elya ba'inam,"
which means you got to do a mitzvah hashava complete.
The kiman delav darke la'azir ba'ir,
and since this guy would not have to return it if it was in the city, because not the fi kivodo
lo lechayev. So therefore, he's patur legamre,
even in the field, because since you're not chayav in all places, it's considered the end of the fi kivodo. Even if the guy's in the field, listen, since this item, if you were in the city, I wouldn't have to pick it up. So then, patu, it's a half a mitzvah already. Half a mitzvah, I'm not chayav on.
Od dilma, besadeh miyahudeh chayavte.
Lefahot, he's chayav where he's chayav, in the field.
Therefore, b'chimah de chayavte besadeh, chayav de b'ir.
Look at it the other way. The chayav brings the patur. Do you look at it, what draws what? Does the patur draw the chayav to make it patur, or does the patur draw the chayav to make it, or does the chayav draw the patur to make it chayav? What's the ikar? Is it sadeh or the ir?
So comes the Gemara and says tiku.
Gemara leaves it in a tiku. How would we poshet these tikus over here? So we have basic rules over here when it comes to a tiku, especially when it comes to a safek deoraita. So usually it would have to be, if it's a deoraita, it would have to be munach. You just have to leave it until Eliyahu, which means what are you going to do in this case? Leave it to Eliyahu. We don't know if she should pick it up or not. Normally on a tiku, the guy has the item. We don't know what to do with it, leave it. What are you going to say in this case over here? Okay, so now the Gemara is going to have to give us a barometer. How do you judge if it's the fi kivodo, not the fi kivodo? So the best way to judge it is, would he return or would he expect, if it was his own item that was there, would he take it? Obviously, if he would take his own item, so you don't care. But even if his own item, he would let it go because it's not the fi kevodo. So the way he acts for himself, he could treat others. That's basically the rule that Rava is going to say now.
Amar Rava, kol shebishelo mahzir,
which means if it was his own item, he'd bring it back to his house. He'd mahzir it to his house.
Bishel havero namem mahzir.
Then his friend also he has to take back.
V'chol shebishelo porek,
which means if let's say you have a load, right? His own load over there. Right?
Porek
v'to'en, or the opposite, he would put it back on the animal. I explained to you what this means.
B'shel chaveron nameh porek v'to'en.
Which means, again, now we're going to another mitzvah. Perikan ta'ina. There's a mitzvah that a person has to help his friend load his animal, unload his animal. Mitzvah of perikah. Perikah is to unload the animal and to load the animal.
So again, the same thing, if it was his own animal, and let's say he needed to load it, if he would load it himself, then you have to help your friend also load. Or you would porek yourself, so then you have to do it as well. It seems the law of Pirikan Tena also is subject to Lefi Chevodo, and not Lefi Chevodo. Okay, look at Rashi. Porek v'to'en. Porek masa menachamor v'to'en alev d'chtiv azov ta'azov hakem takim. So in these mitzvot also, there's a mitzvah to help. But dafka, if you would do it to yourself, that's the barometer. Now the Gemara brings a story. Bishma Ibn Yosef Akazi Baruch Rabbi Shimon Ibn Yosef was walking on the road. Paga behahu gabra. It was a fellow. He met a fellow. Havadare patcha de'ufe. He was carrying a bundle of wood. Udbinu vekam mitpah. He put the wood down on the floor. He rested a little. When he wanted to continue, Amarle tells the rabbi, Deleli. Pick up the wood, put it on my back. Amarle. So Rabbi Ishmael tells him, Kamma shavin, how much are the wood worth? Amarle palga de zuza. Nothing, half a zuz. Yahiv le palga de zuza. Rabbi Ishmael gave him half a zuz, and he bought the wood. He bought it from him, the afkira, and then he made it hefker, and therefore he wants to be patur. So what happened? Now when he saw that Bishmael was mafkir the wood, hadar zakhabihu. So the hefker, he took them again. Now what does he tell Bishmael? Could you help me put the wood on my shoulder? Hadar yahiv le palgazuza. So he bought it again for half a zuz. Vafkira. Chazia David Kabel le Mehedal Miskebus. Rabbi Shmuel saw what the guy's doing. He wants to take it again. Amale le kule alma afkiranu. Elat lo afkirinu. I mean, afkir it to the whole world except for you. So therefore, you can't take it back. Which means that Rabbi Shmuel didn't want to involve himself because it was not lefi kevodo, but he didn't want the guy to lose out. So therefore, he paid him for the item. Okay, that's again. The way he acted, great rabbis. He didn't want to lose that. He himself would not have done it. He himself would not have picked up this wood over here. But he didn't want the guy to lose it. I'll pay you for it. And the so Gemara says, first of all, what kind of hefker is this? Could you make a subjective hefker? For 99% of the world, it's hefker. But for you, no. Hefker is going to be hefker for everybody. Gemara says, umi ave hefker ki ay gavna. Datinan, Bet Shammai Omrim, Hefker La'aniyim, Hefker. Bet Hillel Omrim, Eno Hefker Ad Shehefker La'aniyim Vel'ashirim, Kashemita. Person's Mefkir his Tevu'ah, let's say, for La'aniyim. So it says what? Bet Shammai, yeah, La'aniyim can take it, Ashirim cannot take it. You can make a selective Hefker. Whereas Bet Hillel says, it's got to be like Shemitah, you have to be Mefkir it. Throw it, Hanukkah is like, בתדל רשי, הפקר לעניים, אבי הפקר. אף אגב, לא הפקירו אל העניים, אבי הפקר, למפטר מן המעשר. And now ready, it's considered הפקר, that if עני takes it, he's פטור from מעשר. Because the deen is הפקר, he's פטור from מעשר. So comes the governor and says, אלא, רבי ישמעאל, רבי יוסף, לכל העלמה, הפקרינו. Really, he made it הפקר to the whole world. ובמלטה בעלמה, הוא דעוקמה. And he just told them, but except for you. But he didn't mean that. He was joking around with him. The guy thought he was serious. So he walked away. But he didn't mean it. He made his brain. Not for you. Now, if the guy was smart, he knew the halakha. He would say, not for me. I'm taking it anyway. He didn't know the halakha, so he didn't take it. But the bishmer made it hefker in the proper way. Ah, the Arabi shmer says, I came. The end of the what is he doing all this for? He's a ken lefishena kevodo. Keep on walking. When the guy asked the rabbi, please, could you help me load the wood? He should have said, mechila, if it was my wood, I wouldn't even put it on my own shoulder. So therefore, keep on walking. What does he have to buy it from him and this whole business over here? So like we said, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef, lefni mishurat adinu de'avad. He wanted to be above and beyond the letter of the law. How do you know it's a mitzvah to be above and beyond? The Tari Rabbi Yosef. We have a pasuk. V'odatam lahem et haderech yelchuba v'tamaseh asher yasum. Gemara's Doresh. Ve'odata lahem. And you should reveal to them ze bet hayehem, which means you have to teach the people a umanut in order they could sustain themselves. Teach them a living. She says lelmod ba'elam umanut, or lelmed, it should probably be changed to letpanesbo chokot v'torot kitim bereshet dekra. Fine. So number one, Torah, but now you have to teach the people. That's in the pasuk before that. This pasuk is saying you have to teach them what to make a living. Et haderech zu gemilut hasadim. That's the mitzvah of gemilut hasadim. Somebody asks, where in the Torah does it say gemilut hasadim? These two words, et haderech. Yelchu ze bikur chodim. Ba zu kevura. That's referring to the mitzvah burying the dead. Ve'et ha-ma'aseh ze ha-din. Asher ya'asun. So you see, the Torah proposes not only to follow the law, but the zayinyan to be lifni mishurat adin. Gemara says, "Amar mor yelchu ze bikur chodim." Hanu gemilut hasadim. What is it? Gemilut hasadim, bikur chodim. Gemilut hasadim is the umbrella. It includes all sorts of hasadim. Isn't bikur chodim included in the general rules of gemilut hasadim? Lo nitzrecha ela leben gilo. Somebody that's born under the same mazal, there is a special anyan of bikur cholim over here. The amar we learned the pasuk in Berakot. The amar mor ben gilo notel echat mishishim becholyo. That a ben gilo, when he goes to visit, he takes 1/60th of the sickness. So you might have thought, I don't got to do that. I don't got to go to visit somebody and get sick. That's why it says that filoachem ebayin lemezal legabe, which means give me. If it was just some gemilut hasadim, I would say I could do a chesed to somebody, but I'm getting damaged. That's why Kohen says bikur cholim. That even if the person that's going to do the bikur cholim gets damaged to a certain degree, he has a mitzvah. In which case, ben gilo, where he has now 1/60th. And then all the Mefarshim asked the same question of, oh, so send 60 guys to the sick person. Well, first of all, it's not so simple. First, you have to find 60 Bengilos that are under the same mazal, which it seems it's a rare situation. You have to be born at the same time in the same situations. But Lu Yitzuyad, it's not 60 times, you know, 60 people will get rid of all 60. It's the first guy goes, takes 1/60th, and then you take 1/60th of what's remaining, and then 1/60th was just remaining. So it's not each guy takes 1/60th of the whole. That's what the Gemara is saying. Some say no, it's only the first one. Also, they say that Yaakov Abinu and Yosef as Sadiq, Yosef was considered Ben Gilo. Right? It says Ziv Ikunim Shaveh. They were similar. So the Gaon of Vilna says when Yosef visited Yaakov, Hinei Abicha Chole, right? Behold, your father is sick. Yosef walks in, Vayitchazek Yisrael, Vayeshev Al HaMita. Already he got a little stronger because he was Ben Gilo. So the Gaon says, Hinei Abicha Chole, Hinei Gematria 60. He had all 60 parts. Vayeshev Yisrael Al HaMita, HaMita Gematria 59. He's already, he took away 1/60th of it because he was Ben Gilo. One chiddush on the word Bikur Cholim, we said once, why does it call the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, Bikur Cholim? Call it Bikur Chole. Why does it put it in the plural? Which means, you don't have to have wholesale Bikur Cholim, you can visit one person at a time. Why? It's mashma that the mitzvah, even in its minimal form, is cholim. So I saw pshat once, beautiful explanation. Every time there's a sick person, there's cholim. And that's the family members that are dealing with the sick person. Person goes to the hospital to visit somebody, so you're focusing on the patient. But what about the spouse of the patient? What about the children? Who's feeding them? Who's tanking them? Who's carpooling the kids? Who's doing all the needs that are now are on hold because somebody... So even though they might not be physically sick, but there's a lot of psychological stress that everybody else suffers. So they also cholim.
So the Torah is coming to say it's bikur cholim. Don't neglect the other cholim that are just because they're not in a hospital bed. They also have a cholio. Everybody suffers in a family, God forbid, when somebody's sick. And therefore you have to, every individual bikur cholim is a plural mitzvah. And anybody Gemara continues, ba zu kivura. Back to the same question. How do you give me with chasadim? Ba comes and teaches the mitzvah of kivura. And that's chesed. That's included in the umbrella. Don't say ela lezaken ve'en olefi kevodo. Which you would have thought zaken lefi she'en kevodo. Maybe doesn't have to bury. It's not kevod. Kamash malan zu kivura. Even a zaken lefi she'en kevodo, a zaken that's not befitting for him, doesn't matter. Kevura, ba, everybody has to do it. There's no pturim when it comes to zaken lefish in a kevodo. Asheri asum, zulifni mishurat adin. The Amar of Yohanan, lo harba Yerushalayim, ela al shedan uba din Torah. Jerusalem was destroyed because they followed the dinim of the Torah. So Gemara says, "Ela dine de megistale dineu." Wait, you want them to follow the dinim of the goyim? Which means, what do you mean? They're following the dinim of the Torah. How can the Jerusalem be destroyed because of that? Of course, you want them to follow. What's the word de megistale mean? De megistale means a tyranny law. Yeah, a tyrannical law that she says de megistale guzay hadanim yisurin hoska. Yeah, which means they don't follow Torah law. It's the survival of the fittest. The strongest guy wins. Called Alim Gavar. I didn't want them to rule. Ela ema she'emidu dinem al din Torah velo avdu lifnim mishurat din. Wow. They didn't go above me on the letter of the law. Everybody was standing according to their rights. Everybody was, nobody wanted to bend. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there's it aruta del tata. When you behave a certain way on earth, you want to go with dinim? Now we'll go with dinim. Now, he'amidu dinim al din Torah. Therefore, when your person does the fnim mishurat tadin, you're causing the Baruch Hu to go the fnim mishurat tadin. And therefore, it's much more protective for you. Because you gave in, God gives in. I once heard him, we'll conclude with this, a derasha from the chief rabbi of Israel, of Shlomo Amar. He said, on the Mishnah and Pirkei Avot, where it talks about the 10 miracles that took place in the Beit HaMikdash on a daily basis. So the Gemara says, Mishnah says over there, one of the miracles was Omdim Tzifufim Ishtahavim Ravahim. Omdim Tzifufim, when they were standing in the Beit HaMikdash, it was tight. So many people crowding, it was millions of people in the Beit HaMikdash. However, a miracle Ishtahavim, when they bowed, there was room for everyone. There was room in front to make Oseh Shalom. It's a structural miracle. The building itself expanded at the time of the Shtachaba. So he explained like this. This is a Musar in life. Omdim, when people stand on their rights, what's coming to them. Din, Omdim, that's mine, this is my border, this is my right. Then the world becomes very, very tight. The world becomes very, very uncomfortable. Because when everybody is looking for what's coming to them, society cannot exist. Omdim, tzifufim, mishtahavim. People are flexible. And they go to fnim mishurat adin. They mocheh, they give in a little. Not that a person has to, we said, efesh kelo yeh b'chayimyon, the person cannot make himself an ani, but to make compromises and things like that. Then, ravahim, then the world becomes very, very livable. Then the world becomes very, very large. That's what the Gemara said in Ta'anit. Le'olam yadam rach kakaneh v'aye kashe ka'eriz. Rach kakaneh. You have to go with the flow. Be loose. You shouldn't know. Unfortunately, we live in a country where everything is, I'm going to sue you. What are my rights? What's coming? Oh, so in such a society, Chas v'shalom, everything is deen. Wa'aleinu bar minnan. We awaken the deenim. But you should know when a person is goes lifnim mishurat adin. He's again not to put himself in a dangerous position. There's sometimes where a person has to go according to the deen, like the Gemara says, Yikov adin tahar. Sometimes the deen has to prevail, but in certain cases where a person sees that it's his benefit, not only from a monetary standpoint, but from a spiritual standpoint, not to make a mahlokid, let it go. Yeah, but it's owed to me. Okay, it's owed to you. So I'll take less, but keep the peace and all that. Then already you're doing the fneem. Look at the Bishmael. You didn't have to pay the guy the money. He could have kept on walking. He doesn't want to make mahalokah with the guy. He doesn't want the guy now to have claims. He paid him. He paid him twice. After a while, but again, after a while, okay, there's a limit how much a guy can take advantage. I'm doing you a favor. You want to take advantage of me? So that's what he did.